Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You don't always have time to listen to the entire show, even though we'd like to believe that that's what you do. So, in the interest of that, we've picked what we think is pretty good. So here's 15 pretty good minutes of the Jeff Buchanan Show. Thanks for listening.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Sorry, I realized I've loaded so much stuff because we've really got to give the full backstory to this one more time that I didn't have any room for anything else. I didn't have any room for the Jeff Buchanan Show. You know, I didn't have any room for all of that. Yeah. Because the story goes all the way back. I don't have the part where Moog first came in and played the tuba with Davy the Show Killer. It started out stupid stuff that your parents made you do during the holidays. Yep. And Davy talked about how he had to play the violin. And Moog came in and said, yeah, I had to play the tuba. And then we talked about Moog being a band geek and all that kind of stuff. And Davy and Moog did a duet.
Exactly.
On the violin and the tuba. And then we find out that Stacy, who had matched with Moog on Tinder, but nothing ever came of it. Then she called in and tells her story.
There's a little bit of backstory that I don't think I've really told you guys or many people about when I wrote in, but I was driving to Boulder City, and I was listening to the show and was not really expecting it, but I was driving and I was on the highway and listened, and it was literally like a feeling kind of overcame me of like, oh my gosh, like I need a message. And I pulled off the highway at a Starbucks, ran into the Starbucks because I was running late, messaged you guys and was like shaking, and then jumped back in my car, didn't even buy anything at Starbucks.
Okay, never tell that again. Way. No, that's total creepy. That's total stalker status. Never tell that story again.
I just felt like I needed you, and then it went on my way, but it worked out.
No, it's adorable.
Very sweet, yes.
It's very sweet. Are you kidding?
All off of this.
So then we brought Moog and Stacy in together to see if they could make beautiful music. And we couldn't find a tuba that day, so Moog came up with a trumpet. But this is Stacy plays the flute, obviously.
Aww.
And you know my favorite part of this is the key change that hits right here. I love that. I don't know why I love that so much. And then here's Moog. Beautiful music together. There's no two ways about it. So we took them on a date to our favorite place, Juan's Flaming Fajitas. We're never going to get to pay off for Jill now.
We were supposed to do that.
We were supposed to do quintuple date or whatever it is with Jill. Oh, we'll have to get him back. We'll have to get him to come back for vacation or something and pay this off. But after the first date, we have not played these clips in a long time. It was obvious that there was spark, even just watching them from across the restaurant like stalkers. You could tell there was chemistry.
Hell, the first day they were in here, we talked about
back
this.
To this. Yeah.
Stacy had looked at Moog like, where have you been all my life? It was the sweetest. I'm not a romantic guy, and I picked up on it.
Yeah, back to this day. But she looked at him like that, and that was it. And we knew, and then...
All right, so how'd it go?
Yeah, it went great. We had a lot of fun. We talked about a lot of stuff.
What did you learn that you didn't think you would know?
What did I learn that I didn't think I would know? That she gets in a lot of car accidents, which is kind of terrifying. I think I'll drive when we go out again, which I think will happen.
Okay. What was the... was there anything awkward?
No.
By the way, you got something here.
Hello.
Just kidding.
Just joking.
I'm like, no way.
No, it looked like you guys were having fun.
Yeah, there was not one awkward moment. It was great.
My man.
Yeah, we're good.
And there will be a second date.
Absolutely.
So he's all in, and then we got her impressions.
Hey, what did you learn about Moog that you didn't already know?
We talked a little bit about past like Tinder dates and things like that went wrong.
So you feel like you're not as scandalous as the last Tinder dates?
I think it could go a lot better than the past. I think the bar has been set, and I can definitely exceed that.
were there any awkward moments?
I don't think so. I mean, not beyond like the kind of typical, other than like this being a little bit atypical of a situation. But I think that actually the like weirdness has helped it.
Will there be a second date?
Definitely. I hope so. I think so. I'm pretty sure.
I'm feeling pretty confident.
I think I nailed it.
We do love this girl, and so does John Moog. You guys have said that already, haven't you, Stace?
Oh, absolutely. I'm getting all like misty-eyed listening to this.
Us too. So it is. And how long has it been now? Year?
Oh, we're going on like 10 months since it's 10 months since it's all started. Since this crazy ride has started.
10 months and it's long. And now, it just, man, it, honestly, this, I'm getting a little worked up about this.
Yeah.
Today, actually, no, I'm good with this because I'm so proud. It's the final show for John Moog on 98.5 KLUC. Now, I realize we've said this twice before. I realize that we've been down this path twice before. But you and I haven't really talked about it, John, but I really think this is, like, this is the one. She's the one. This is the one. The job's the one. The place the one. I think it's awesome, man. Yeah, I think so. Do you have a place to live yet?
Yes.
You found
finally locked in as of yesterday.
Congratulations.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Good job.
And now here's the question. What happens with, so do you leave like tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Is Stacey going with you?
Yes. She's going to fly back on Sunday night, though. It's going to be a bit of a transition period, I guess you could say.
Wow. Yeah, I still have a year and a half. I'm in, you know, getting my PhD. I still have a year and a half of school. So I am working on changing my schedule a little bit to be able to spend some more time in San Diego. But, oh, crap.
Yeah, it was going to come out eventually.
I was just hoping I didn't do it.
I was wondering if I already had.
Anyway,
whatever.
Amarillo,
whatever.
Yeah, yeah. No.
Like you said.
Quickly.
Tulsa.
So I'm working on spending more time there. And it'll be a little bit before I can follow him.
By the way, why is this such a big secret?
I was asked not to, to share where I was going.
Fair enough. Well, you really didn't.
No, you didn't.
Really didn't.
Yeah,
it's fine. Well, I mean, it's whatever.
Yeah.
So you're going to, so transferring schools is not an option for you?
No, I spent 5 years in this program, I cannot stop now.
Yeah. And a year and a half
journey.
Well, you spent a year apart from your wife.
I was going to say, Stacey and Moog, if you need any advice on long distance relationship, my wife left me and went to Maui for a year, and we traveled every other month. I flew to Maui, which, oh boy, that was awful.
We joke about
it. Just struggle,
awful.
Right?
We joke about, we joke that she left him. She didn't really leave him. She just had a chance to work. And I know what you're trying to say, but you're going to give the wrong impression.
But she came back. You know, that's the whole thing about letting them go and they come back. He's just shaking his head over there, irritated. It's awesome. So if you need any tips, hey, here's the main thing. Talk to each other every day, FaceTime, do whatever. That's my advice, whether you want it or not.
Well, the thing is, it's not like it's a long drive. And the other thing is, you know, with the way she's setting up her schedule, it's not like it's, you know, we'll be able to spend several days at a time together a lot of the time, not just like a weekend. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's cool. And that drive is shorter than the flight that you would take when Spence was going back and forth.
Definitely.
So this is, Kayla?
Stacey, when you get done with your program, will you move to where John is at?
Oh, absolutely. And I'm trying to get an internship there. Like, I cannot wait to join him.
So this is
I cannot
happening.
Wait.
This is happening.
John Moog, save for that ring, man. Oh, Lord. I feel like you guys are going
to... Oh, who are you talking to? I'm never getting married.
No, I'm encouraging them to get married. I'm not going to get married.
Save for that ring.
I'm telling you, you know how Facebook like creeps on what you search and stuff and what you talk about and all those kind of things? Facebook is constantly recommending rings and those kind of things. It's fake.
Wow. So, well, I guess it's the last Moog mating until, and I made Moog promise this the other day. If there's an engagement-y announcement,
yeah.
or a pregnant announcement, or yeah, you know whatever
if,
it is,
yeah. If you succumb to Facebook's pressure.
Yeah, whatever. If there's another big milestone, will you leave? Because it's, I mean, family's still family.
Yeah, we'll let you know for sure.
God, I'm honestly flashing back to the old building. That yep. God, how old were you when you came here?
19.
Yeah, I was thinking that. He's not even 20 yet,
dude.
Yeah, well,
the most famous guy to ever come out of El Dorado High School.
John yeah. Him and professional football star Steven Jackson.
Okay, second most famous.
I wasn't going to bring it up. I was just going to take the compliment.
Yeah. Not nearly as successful, by the way, either. But still second most famous.
Well,
yeah, he's not nearly as successful.
Right.
He didn't leave. He wasn't able to leave twice and come back.
Yeah. This is true.
He wasn't able to. Well, Stacey, we love you. Please stay in touch.
I love you guys, too. Thank you so much. You know, I met an amazing man through this show, and I love you guys, and I wouldn't have been possible without you guys.
We love you.
I thank you. Yeah.
No, we thank the world of you. This sucks right now. I'm a puddle on the floor.
But you know what? It makes it easier. So if somehow they do break up when John Moog has moved away, we still get Stacey in the breakup.
Duh. Yeah. You know what? That's perfect. That's a win. Nice silver lining. And seriously, Moog, we're super proud of you. Super proud.
Guys. Thank you guys for everything. And thanks for the whole Moog meeting thing. Look how it's turned out.
So everybody call 98.5 KLUC this afternoon and tell John Moog how much you love him as he heads off on exciting new adventures. And I'm pretty sure he's not coming back this time.
Yes.
Yes. All right, you guys, have a great day. Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
Bye.
All
right,
we'll see you. I'm like, oh, I don't want to hang up. I just don't want to.
That's such a nice story.
Such a sentimental dork.
It's such a good love story.
And you know what's funny is I have friends all the time. Same thing with you, Chet and Kayla. Hey, that thing was all set up, right?
Oh, yeah. No.
Every ounce of it has been actually honest and real, and it's been amazing.
Yeah, and let that be a lesson to you, other radio shows. It's honest and real. It seems to work out.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Oh, we forgot something, didn't we?
98.5 KLUC. It's the big
fat
ride.
So sorry, if you would like your shot at $1,000, do this.
Text the word volume, V-O-L-U-M-E, to 72881.
Try and get yourself $1,000. Good luck.
Thank you so much.
Message and data rates may apply. We'll text you back to confirm entry. For rules or to enter online, visit KLUC.com for this national contest. Text now and good luck from 98.5 KLUC. This is the Jeff Buchanan Show.
That's what I'm talking about. KLUC, we're alive. Then let's do this. David the Show Killer, who's on the phone?
Sandra Ayala from Green Valley.
Sandra, this is good. Demi Lovato and DJ Khaled tomorrow night at MGM.
Yay!
Yes!
Oh my God, I'm so excited! Is it true that I might get to go backstage too? Why, yes, it is, Sandra. It is so true. Well, that's amazing! I'm going to take somebody I really care about to go.
Like who, Sandra?
I don't know. Maybe I'm some random dude. Here's my number. Call me. No. What? I'm sorry, what? Oh, are you there now?
Yes, I am here.
Well, I think we've already covered your part of this, yeah. So congratulations.
Thank you so much. I'm so sorry. I'm just
helping
out my son at school. That's why.
Man, I'm telling you what. This show's got the Spacey vibe around it today. Just a little bit. This show's got, it just got a little bit of a Spacey vibe. Do you have a second, though?
Yes.
Literally, just a half a second. Because
yeah, I do.
As you may well know, do you know what happens next on Fridays? Every Friday. After Spence's challenge, but before Spence's song of the week, Spence.
Yeah.
After Spence's challenge and before Spence's song of the week, do you know what happens?
Is it Kayla's joke of the week?
Uh-huh. Kayla's super fantastic happy time. Greatest joke ever of the week. But
yes.
So here's what we do, though, is that we take our winner from Spence's challenge and then we try out some of the jokes that didn't make the cut.
Okay, let's see. I want to try. I like her jokes. All of them.
Don't encourage this. I don't know.
I feel so bad every time you guys tell her it wasn't a good joke, especially Spence. I cracked up at all of her jokes.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. We're, I wasn't feeling real confident.
You're playing right into our evil plan. But just, you know, I don't mean to pull back the curtain too far, but you're playing right into our evil plan. So, Kayla, here are the jokes that didn't make the cut.
Okay. Why can't you use the word beef stew as a password?
Why can't you use the word beef stew as a password?
It's not stroganoff.
Really, Sandra?
Sandra, come on. You're better than that.
Everything I'm telling you.
It's not stroganoff. You... Alright, well, that one didn't make the cut. Well, okay, what else you got that didn't make the cut?
Okay, I have another one. Just one more that was like, I don't know, this is on the fence.
This is the last one?
This is the last one, okay. How do you make holy water?
How do you make holy... Oh, yeah, no, go ahead, you ask her. How do you make holy water?
I don't know, how do you?
You boil the hell out of it.
Oh, that's not bad. That's not bad. Sandra, have fun at Demi Lovato tomorrow night. Hang on 1 second. Kayla, super fantastic. Happy time. Greatest joke ever of the week. For real. Coming up next after Bruno and Cardi.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Let's go.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Also, Spence's song of the week is coming up in just a moment. Spence said, I have a prediction. And he kind of looked slyly across the room. And I said, don't say another word until we're on the air. So what is this? Oh, boy. We're not going to like it, are we?
You, I'm not sure, but I think at the very end, you are going to bend over, curl over with laughter.
Okay. With laughter.
Yeah, as opposed to the other way. Yeah.
Am I going to be grossed out?
No, it's not gross.
Okay. What's the title of the song, of this masterpiece?
White Windowless Van.
Oh, no. Eesh.
You're going to love it. Oh, it's good, Davey. Show killer. You're going to dig it.
On the surface, that doesn't sound good.
Yeah. No, by the way, it's not going
to
sound good.
I can see moms with their kids going to school right now just turning their radio.
It's perfectly harmless.
Yeah, in your mind.
Yeah. Ah, trust me. It's perfectly harmless and funny.
It's like Kayla when she goes, well, there's not a problem. I don't know if guys find yoga pants sexy. That's guys who do that. That's their
You're
problem.
You're sexualizing it. We're not sexualizing it.
You're sexualizing it. Yes, I am.
Just not staring too long. What? Don't look away. Look away.
Not staring
away.
At all.
Don't stare.
Not staring at all.
Yeah, white windowless van coming up next.
Oh, man. Well, can't wait for that. Yeah. Let's give it a big thumbs up, everybody.
All right.
Yeah. Lasso
I'll go into it
like
with an
it.
Open mind.
Oh, yeah.
Lasso,
YouTube,
love it.
You two 12-year-olds.
Yeah.
You two. Because that's what you two nerds do after it's over. Actually, you're the. You do his laugh.
It's him. It's not even me. It's him. That doesn't even sound like me.
You know, I hadn't heard you in a minute. It was kind of bad, actually.
Pretty good.
Yeah, you need to work
that
on
that.
That
might have been the best one ever. Anyway, Spencer's Song of the Week is coming up. But first, Kayla's super fantastic happy time. Greatest joke ever of the week. And here's Kayla.
Al Gore is starting a new band. Guess what the band's name's called?
Al Gore is starting a new band. Guess what the band's name is called? What's the band called?
Algorithms.
Oh, I like the stroganoff bit better.
Yeah, tell the stroganoff one again.
Yeah, recover.
Tell that one. You don't have it? Algorithms? You love it because it's a math joke?
It's a math joke.
Yeah. Kayla, super fantastic. Happy time. Greatest joke ever of the week.
In the morning, we listen to The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC. KLUC.
Usually it's Kayla's joke that's against our better judgment, but... Well, today, ladies and gentlemen, another exclusive presentation of The Jeff Buchanan Show. Expenses.
Expenses.
Song.
Song.
Of the week. Not really sure about this, but here's your boy Spence.
This is called White Windowless Van.
White windowless van, driven by a white man, headed to the park. White windowless van, what is your plan? Park there after dark. Maybe he sells surplus plumbing supplies. Could be on a stakeout with the FBI. White windowless van, driven by a white man, came out and said hi. White windowless van, told me his name was Stan, said he had kittens inside. Kittens, I love kittens, I let out a shout. He said, shut the door behind you, don't let the kittens out. Hey, there aren't any kittens in here.
Stupid. Stupid. And how old are you in this song?
Oh, what?
Never mind. I don't want to know. It's Spence's song of the week.
Yeah. The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 90.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.